KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. Made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC News. An investigation underway into engines on 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles that can fail.
Honda Pilot and Acura MDX, the Honda Odyssey and Acura TLS, also Honda's Ridgeline, all various years between 2016 and 2020. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration looking into complaints that the engines can fail. The rods that link the pistons to the crankshaft are the problem. So far, 173 owners have reported issues. There's only been one crash with no injuries, no recall notice. Yet.
ABC Sherry Preston. President Biden took part in his final Veterans Day ceremony as president, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He announced an expansion of the number of cancers covered by the PACT Act that helps veterans exposed to toxins while in uniform.
God willing, we will make sure that any rare condition you've developed is covered. We're committed to getting this rule in place by the end of my term.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into, like, pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers have another night game. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
We know that, but that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have clear skies overhead during the overnight, light winds, and temperatures by dawn will be in the lower to middle 20s. But a nice warm-up coming our way for Tuesday. Sunny skies, breezy south winds developing, highs in the middle 40s. Right now, it's 19.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday, everybody. We're doing this. Whether we're ready or not, we are doing Nightlight on a Monday night, and I'm going to crush it so much it feels like a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we are going to do. You will go to bed tonight thinking TGIF. So that's on me if you wake up tomorrow and you're slightly disappointed, but hopefully in the moment, we can make you feel like it's Thursday night. So great to have you with me, regardless of where you're joining us from here in the lovely, chilly, windy state of Wisconsin.
Wow, it was windy today, wasn't it?
It was insane. We have these skylights in our house, and I can see the trees going crazy.
Sorry. Yeah.
What is that? Is that snobby?
Is it? I don't know. Just. I don't have skylights.
$500 a pop. I got a paper route to pay for them. I mean, I don't. But it's scary when you see those trees going crazy.
Yeah.
And I honestly thought I was at risk there for a while. And I don't like to be hurt, Todd. I like to stay out of harm's way.
Yeah, we were sitting here earlier today in the studio, and the winds were whipping down Washington Street here in Green Bay. And not only were leaves coming down, but like some stuff that had been sitting out on the sidewalk up a ways came rolling by. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's that windy. And it certainly was.
Nature's way of cleaning Washington Street. I thought you were going to say the wind was so loud out here.
The wind was so loud, I couldn't even hear some of the mufflers going by. Dead silence. And then the band would give them a rim shot.
Right.
I actually did that over the weekend. I don't want to steal the show, but I actually spent time watching Johnny Carson clips.
Oh, nice.
Like all day Saturday. We were talking about like getting in that mindset of feeling good and all that kind of stuff. It was like a warm bowl of soup on a cold day, just watching
Look
him and
you,
all
man.
These great guests.
That is the voice of Todd Michaels, in case you were wondering. No, Conrad did not go through puberty. That is Todd Michaels. He's got that deep, awesome voice. Todd is sitting in for our guy Conrad tonight, the lovable producer Conrad. Has the night off.
When, by the way, is he going to go through puberty? We kind of have a over-under bet in the office.
Do you see that pie graph on the wall behind you?
Yeah.
You can put your bets on there.
Okay.
He's getting there. Look at that. I just went through a week ago Tuesday, so it's not like I'm on my soapbox or anything. Some of us are just late bloomers. But Conrad will be back tomorrow night. In the meantime, it's always fun to work with Todd. Maybe at the end of the show, Todd, if we have time, we can squeeze in a Christmas ghost story or something.
Sure.
I'd love
to do that. Yeah.
All right. We should do that anyway before Christmas because you're just the guy to talk to about that stuff. It's so much fun. But we'll see how it goes. We got a really fun show here tonight. I make it feel like Thursday by bringing a little comedy. That's what I'm hoping to achieve here tonight. I want to get some laughs out of you guys. I know the election is still pretty close in the rear view. Some of you might feel great about it. Some of you might not feel so good about it. But either way, we're going to come together through entertainment. That's what entertainment does. Laughter, music, movies, TV. It brings people together. And that is what we're going to do tonight. Hopefully we've already started. But Johnny Beaner will be here at 6:35. Madison-based stand-up comedian. You might have seen him on
the David Letterman Show, also known as The Late Show with David Letterman. He was one of the, Todd, this is a cool thing. Johnny Beaner was the last original comic making his first time appearance on David Letterman before Dave retired.
Okay.
That's a really cool thing.
That is a cool thing.
Yeah, he like got in under the wire and had a great set. So that's fun. Johnny will be here at 6:35. We're going to discuss, among other things, stand-up comics that made the transition to acting and all of a sudden were opening films like Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, Chris Rock, people like that that opened films but came from the stand-up world, because typically stand-up comics, or not at least as a rule, are they really good actors. A lot of them need some training because stand-up comedy is very sort of self-indulgent. You just do whatever you want to do. You don't really work off anybody else except the crowd. So I'll be interested to get Johnny's insights on that. And he's such a good guy. He'll be here at 6:35. And then, this is exciting too. Todd, you might have heard of these guys. John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show here on Civic Media in Madison.
I may have had a beer or two with them back in May at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, they were so cool. I wanted to hang out with them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as you're wrapping up the night, I remember saying, hey, let's keep in touch. Never heard another word from him. So,
do you think that's because you said, hey, let's keep in touch?
Maybe.
You used like a colloquial, like a cliche from, you never know. I seriously doubt that. They're both great guys. And they kind of saved me. I did my first remote from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison, I don't know, 6 months ago now. And we were kind of crammed into a corner and they were the guests. And they're just such like troopers. Like they both crammed into the corner with me. They shared a mic. They stayed there for like a half hour. Total troopers, radio pros, and they're just great guys. And they're phenomenal at radio. So I will be looking forward to talking to them at 7:20 and encouraging you to listen to them whenever you can, when they're on, because they're great. Tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen, we got a good one. Today is National Metal Day? I got to look this up. National Heavy Metal Day. Well, it's also Veterans Day.
Right.
We should start with that.
Absolutely.
I mean, the long hair rock and rollers, they've contributed, no question, but not on the event or of the scale that veterans have. So happy Veterans Day to everybody. If you're listening and you're a veteran, thank you so much for your service. I could not have more respect for you than I do. I've got a lot of veterans in my own family. My dad was a Marine. My uncles were Marines. My grandfather fought in World War II in the Navy. I was a Boy Scout, so we all served in our own way.
I'm just imagining you in your Boy Scout attire.
Listen, basic training for Boy Scouts is tougher than you think. You had to build a soapbox derby car, you have a handkerchief and a dime in case you needed to make a phone call, and a comb.
What was the handkerchief for?
I think, you know what, I want to say it's just keeping stereotypically your nose clean, but I think it's in case you had to tie off an injury,
gotcha.
Apply pressure.
Yeah.
The dime really was for a phone call. A lot of good that'll do you now.
Right.
There's no payphones anyway. And then, and then the comb is just to look presentable, I guess. So I make light, but I really mean that. Thank you to all the veterans. And hopefully we can give you guys a laugh tonight, because you certainly deserve it. I've had several veterans on this show, and they all have such incredible stories. I know Mino and the mayor have had a lot of veterans on. Do you have any favorites, Todd, that have been on the show?
I'm not sure that I have any favorites, but I will say this. If you've never sat down and talked to a veteran, you really don't understand.
Yeah.
And even after hearing, you probably don't. But I've learned so much in the past year with working with Jim and John, just because I had no idea the stress coming back and the not fitting in. And right. What do I do with my life now? And, you know, veteran suicide is a real thing. So sure I just learned a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's interesting when I remember talking to a family friend whose grandfather was a veteran, Bob Schultz, and he said after World War II, he was one of the paratroopers that went down back when, like, the chances of your parachute not opening was like 60-40.
Right.
You know, and sometimes those guys, it was so cold, they'd be dead before they hit the ground. But Bob said, I think it was Bob said this, he said what he missed the most when he got home, what he wanted was just warm socks.
Yeah.
He said they'd walk through water and it was freezing. And those little things we take for granted. I put warm socks on every day. I don't even think twice about it. It's those things. And there's a lot more at stake other than that, obviously. But you're right. You sit down with these guys, you hear their stories. It's pretty fantastic. And they sacrificed a ton. So thank you, veterans, and I hope you've had a great day, especially Wisconsin veterans, because they're better veterans, right? Let's be honest.
Sure. Well, I'll do this. I'll give it a bell. Bell.
Oh, I could have gone double bell there. And okay, so there are some veterans. Here's this, how's this for a radio segue, Todd? There are some veterans that like heavy metal.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's National Heavy Metal Day. And the reason I started with that is because that's our question tonight is what is your favorite heavy metal song or band? Please share this with us. I think we could have a lot of fun with this tonight. Shoot me a text. Let me know. You can do it old school on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or just text us on the app, or if you're watching on Facebook, on the stream, there's a lot of different ways you can get a hold of us, but just get a hold of us and let us know what your favorite heavy metal song or band is. Do you have one? Are you a metal guy?
I'm really not. What really constitutes heavy metal? Like, is AC/DC heavy metal? Probably not really, right?
Well, they're on a lot of lists. Yeah. So I think that there's probably like hardcore, crazy speed metal, you know, purists that would not consider them in that, but they're definitely heavy metal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Guns N' Roses, my favorite, I was looking at these sites and I forgot about the song that made me feel best. And again, I'm not a heavy metal guy either. I loved the song, Come On, Feel the Noise.
Sure.
It was just a upbeat, awesome party tune. That's probably mine. And if I had to pick a band, just because of a handful of songs, maybe Guns N' Roses. I don't know. I'm not a metal. I'm not Metallica. I don't know a lot of those like Slayer and all these death metal type bands. I just don't know their stuff. But
I remember I was in school and Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise came out. And our bus driver didn't understand the lyrics. So she thought It was really, really dirty. So she would, whenever that song would come on the local top 40 radio station, right, she would turn off the radio. And you would think that we were going to overthrow the bus. The kids just went crazy, right? But yeah, that's the way she was. But of course, when Toto, Rosanna came on, it was okay to turn back on. So
right. That Toto gives you a nice, easy calm.
Sure.
It's like, and that's good for if you're a bus driver, the people behind you are not really going to act up so much. And she saved you all from hell, let's be honest, by not listening to that horrible music.
Thank God for Mrs. Smith.
Like, oh, and her name's Mrs. Smith.
It was Mrs. Smith, yes.
I love the song Come On, Feel the Noise. I love the song Sweet Child of Mine. Now, that doesn't, you know, initially you don't think, well, that's not heavy metal, but some of it is metal.
Sure.
Like, it's a good jam, you know. I like some Motley Crue.
Yep.
Girl Don't Go Away Mad or Shout at the Devil, like some of those. And Kiss, right? Isn't Kiss?
Kiss scared the heck out of me when I was a kid. I was sure by listening to it, because I'd go over to our cousin's house, my sisters and I, and we'd listen to it, and I was sure we'd all walk out of there possessed by demons. I really thought that the devil was going to come and see us.
Rock and Roll All Night, one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah.
And I talked about it on this show before. There's a video with Linda Carter, the former Wonder Woman, singing the song. And the Kiss guys in full garb and makeup dancing around her.
Shut up. Where was Todd, this?
We'll have to Google it.
I'll look it up.
It's embarrassing for Kiss. But, you know.
Well, you know, they had a Halloween special at one time that included Paul Lind, the witch from The Wizard of Oz, and Witchy Poo.
Love it.
Yeah. I think they did a lot of stuff in their career that should be embarrassing.
Yeah, that one, they're like Broadway dancing. Yes. It's pretty funny. All right, Johnny Beaner is coming up soon. When we get back, we'll read your text live on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. You can't beat that on a Monday night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid-off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history, and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card to make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That is catchy.
Kiss is very flamboyant in this video.
It's so bizarre.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. The look on Todd Michael's face right now, he's watching the video of Linda Carter singing and Kiss dancing around her. It's just such a hit kind of to their street cred of this tough. They're like Broadway dancing, which is fine. It's a cool thing.
It reminds me, and I've never been there, but it reminds me or makes me think of what Studio 54 would have been like back in the day. Holy cow, is she attractive in
that video.
She's
unbelievable. And it's the side of Linda Carter. Like, she's so beautiful, but she's always kind of pretty dignified whenever she's on a show or something. But she is acting sexy on that. And I'm not saying I didn't know she had it in her, but it's like, wow, it's just a side of her I hadn't seen. Pretty cool. And Terry Barr was funny when we told her about that video. She's like, are you serious?
Yeah, because she's a huge Kiss
fan. She loves Kiss, yeah. So, but that's our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is National Heavy Metal Day. What is your favorite metal song or band? You can share either with us. I said Come On, Feel the Noise. I also like Sweet Child of Mine. A couple other honorable mentions. Crazy Train is always a good one.
Yep.
Ozzy. Photograph by Def Leppard. Love that song. And, of course, Back in Black. So
I'll play some of those throughout the night. All right.
I knew you would
do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's absolutely do that. And then let's go to the text line here. We've got Sherry from Horicon says, hi, good evening, Pete and Todd. Hey, Sherry. I saw your other text, Sherry. Apparently Sherry is a Navy veteran. So thank you, Sherry, for your service. It's always fun to learn something new about someone. Very cool stuff. And Jim from Appleton says, yes, it was windy as all get out here, but still my catalpa tree didn't drop its leaves yet.
I got to look up what a catalpa tree is.
He could be making that up and I'd have no idea.
All right. There is one. I see it.
Yeah, I believe Jim. Jim is a straight shooter.
It's got some flowers on it, some white flowers.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, we're just fact checking, Jim. It's not that we don't believe you, and I hope they fall off soon because we could get snow, really. It is supposed to get nicer, but you never know with Wisconsin weather. Steve says, one of my favorite heavy metal bands, AC/DC, Back in Black. Steve continues and says, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle is a second. That's a good one, too.
I remember doing weddings. You know, I did weddings as a DJ for so many years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Love that. There was always one dude that would come up. You'd start the night off usually with like dinner music, which was always like the Mills Brothers and Patsy Cline and stuff. Me too. I love that kind of. And some guy would come up right after you get started and be like, dude, you know what to get this party going? Some AC/DC. Thank you.
Like you hadn't done this before.
Right.
Know how to build some momentum.
Yeah, we'll throw that on for Grandma and Grandpa right now. Little AC/DC.
I was at a wedding a month ago in Nina, and I requested Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. When I hear that, I'm just so happy.
Did they play it?
They played it.
Wow.
And I sang, and everybody could hear me. Todd, it was embarrassing. My kids loved it, though. They actually, like 10 years ago, they would have been mortified. Now they're like, yeah, my dad's pretty cool. He's singing Safety Dance in front of all our friends. So I was happy, and I wasn't even, like, if I still drank, you would not get me off the dance floor at a wedding. But now, I'll go, but I know when to leave. That's the difference, right?
That's sad.
It's a little sad, but, you know, I'm getting up there. I'm 84 years old, Todd, so a youthful 84.
Is that all?
Yeah. Youthful 84. I can still do push-ups. Let's go to Tom in New Berlin, who says, Pete, Navy vet, early 80s in my whites on the bow of the ship passing the USS Arizona like my father did. Special thank you, all veterans. Very well said, Tom. Very well said. I could not. That's a great text. Tom says, in salute. My dad was World War II. And then Jim from Appleton chimes in to the other question. Favorite heavy metal band? Let's go OG. Black Sabbath with Ozzy. Song Iron Man, War Pigs, Paranoid, and too many more to list. Boy, fire up some of those. Those will get the leaves off your catalpa tree.
That's right.
Jim, if that is a real tree. What is War Pigs? Why can't I think of that?
I'm not sure.
All right, we'll have to Google it during the break. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Todd. My favorite heavy metal band is Deep Purple. That's funny you say that, Anna, because when I was Googling songs, just to jog my memory, Highway Star came up, and Deep Purple Machine Head is the first album I ever owned growing up on the northwest side of Chicago. We walked to this store, I think it was just Sears, and I bought Machine Head, and I loved the song Highway Star. And, of course, Smoke on the Water is great, too. But she says, my woman from Tokyo and Smoke on the Water. Well done, Anna. Great minds think alike. That's our question tonight. Get in on the fun. What is your favorite heavy metal band, and what is your favorite heavy metal song? It is National Heavy Metal Day, joining the veterans in their day. I know there are veterans out there that love heavy metal. Let's get a twofer. Let's hear from some of you guys, too. Coming up at 6:35 is Johnny Beaner, a Madison-based stand-up comic who's been on the show before. Really funny dude. Do we have time to play his clip? Can we tease a little bit?
We can do that.
Okay, here's a little bit of Johnny Beaner from his Dry Bar comedy special recently.
We're just very different, my wife and I. We're very different. We come from different backgrounds. Like, I came from a normal family, you know? She just came from, like, a hippy-dippy family, you know? Her dad's an actual hippie. Her mom's a holistic nurse. And I just, first of all, if you don't know what holistic medicine is, it's basically like, remember when you were little? And you play house, you know? And you pretend you had to go to the doctor, but you're a kid, so you don't have medical equipment, so you just kind of use sticks and rocks and stuff. That's holistic medicine. Here's a better example. When I was single, before I met my wife, I used to use Irish Spring, okay? It's good soap. I liked it. That was my soap. And then I met my wife, we got married, we move in together. She sees my soap in the shower one day, and she freaks out. She's like, whoa, 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 what is this? Come here, what is this? I was like, are you kidding me? That has aluminum in it, that's terrible. That has aluminum in it. I didn't see any. She's like, you cannot use that. You can't use that. Here, you got to use this weird misshapen oatmeal rock I bought from a homeless person at the farmer's market. This is what your body needs. It's the good stuff. All right, whatever. Hey, I'm a married guy. I don't want to make waves. I know how it goes, right? So I'm using her soap, okay? First of all, it hurts because there's pebbles in it. I don't know who's running quality control at the hippy-dippy soap factory, but I think they're asleep at the wheels. There's a lot of junk going down that line no one's picking out.
That's awesome.
Isn't
I was
great?
Laughing so hard.
All I could think of was Creed Bratton from The Office doing quality control on the soap line. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed, Johnny Beaner will be here, Madison-based stand-up comic. Don't go anywhere. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape.
made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers have another night game. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
We know that, but that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabo.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons and Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, that's metal. Yeah.
Another artist that scared me growing up.
Me too. I didn't know what to make of him.
Yeah.
And then, You don't know when you're a kid and you hear somebody bites the bat, head of a bat, you just think they're the devil. I'm like, who would ever do that?
Exactly. If you listen to the music, you'll be, you have to have an exorcism, basically.
Yeah, totally. It is National Heavy Metal Day. That's why we are breaking out the metal tonight. Todd Michaels is riding shotgun instead of Conrad tonight, who has the night off. He will be back tomorrow. Your texts have been great so far. Keep them coming. Chris Casper, who is no stranger to the text line, which I love, says, seriously, the Black Sabbath song. What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, he didn't send the song, though. Chris, what song? Let us know. Tom from New Berlin says, Highway Star. Absolutely. He agrees with Anna. And he also says, on your break, Highway Star, from Deep Purple, classic keyboard music. That's 1972. God, is that old? That is my first album I ever bought, but I think I bought it in like 79.
I guess you are about 84 years old, right?
A youthful, immature 84. Okay, so we're John and Gordy from the Madison, from the WMDX Morning Show here on Civic Media. They're based out of Madison. Their show airs in the Madison area. I know your fans. They're here tonight at 7:20. Can't wait to talk to those guys. Radio legends and all-around good dudes. Right now, keeping with our all-around good dude policy, I am very excited to welcome to Nightlight one of our frequent flyers, I would say, Madison-based comedian Johnny Beaner joins me now. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, Pete. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Good to be here.
Are you in Madison right now? Are you at home or are you on the road?
I am in Madison. I had a string of shows that were not too far this past weekend, and so I'm home. I performed at the Majestic by the Capitol last night for the first time. I'd never even been to that.
Oh, wow. How was that?
It was fun. It's always fun to be in a theater, whether it's big or small. I liked it.
That's like kind of a historic theater, right? I mean, hasn't that been around forever?
It's been around. I mean, been around as long as I've been coming to Madison.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What was there a special occasion, or they just wanted Johnny Beaner?
Open support for Jeff Dye. Jeff Dye came through town.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those ones where, you know, last minute, because I had a gig in Eau Claire on Thursday or Friday, and then Saturday I was in Milwaukee, and then I got a thing. I was like, hey, can you fill in for opening on Sunday? Like, all right, perfect.
If I still did stand up, John, I would right now, my question to you would be, who books that? So I'm glad I don't have to ask you that. That sounds fun. There's some great theaters in Madison. That's one I don't think I've ever seen the inside of, but I know there's by the Capitol, obviously there's the Orpheum and the Bartell Theater. And then I think the Madison or the Majestic is just off one of the other blocks, right? Off the Capitol Square.
Just on the other side of the Capitol. And then it's the same people that do the Barrymore, which I have been to, but I couldn't tell you where the Barrymore is.
The Barrywood is in the Atwood neighborhood, and they had the coolest event the other night called Napoleon Dynamite Live. And John Hader, John Grise, who played Uncle Rico, and Ephraim Ramirez, who played Pedro, were all going to be there for a meet and greet. I mean, it just sounded like one of the most fun things ever. I don't know if you're kids or if you've seen Napoleon Dynamite, but really fun film.
I love that movie. That's a great one.
Yeah. Hey, are you a metal fan, John?
Nope. I could. I never even, not only am I not a fan, I don't understand. I have nothing against it. I don't understand the pleasure people get from hearing it.
You know, I'm with you. I'm asking this question today because it's National Heavy Metal Day, but I did not grow up listening to it. Todd and I were talking about the fact that some of the metal bands just kind of scared us growing up. I didn't know what to make of them, but I did like the usual, like Sweet Child, like Guns N' Roses and Def Leppard. And I don't know if that's pure metal, but that's about as far as.
Yeah, I love those bands. Okay. I didn't know those were considered metal.
I think they are. Oh, for the sake of this argument tonight they are, because I don't know anymore.
Well, then I do. Yes, I'm a big fan of metal bands. Okay. Quick flip flop there.
Yeah. Hey, so we've been playing, we played a clip of your Dry Bar that talking about your hippy dippy wife. Such a great, I love that bit. I meant to ask you this last time, and I like to ask comedians this. When you write, do you write every day, or do you just write and jot down ideas when you get them, when the mood catches you? What is your process for writing jokes?
I do both. If you ask me lately, I have not sat down and written in a while. But I have, you know, I have a note in my notepad in my phone that I'll jot down ideas, and then I'll write it out before taking it to the stage. But when I was really into doing cruise ships, and I was doing cruise ships a lot, I made it a point to sit down and, you know, write for, you know, at least a couple hours a day, just in a notebook, not letting the pen move.
Yeah.
And I aspire to my former writing. So, but it has been a while.
What were cruise ships like?
I mean, they were fun. You felt like you were outside of, you know, showbiz.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was great because everyone's like, oh, hey, that's the comedian. So you're like this famous person in this little small world. So that was cool. The shows were not as fun as like a comedy club, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of older people. But, you know, I liked it a lot. You know, you're eating for free or on a nice, you know, place. You're seeing all these different places. But the main reason I had to stop is just, I mean, it's tough if you're, you know, family man. And
yeah.
Because it's only economical for them to have you out longer than shorter. And I just can't be gone for 2-3 weeks straight.
Sure.
So I kind of had to put the brakes on it.
I heard a story once about a guy who, here's the problem with cruise ships. I never had the pleasure of doing one when I was doing stand-up. But if you have a bad show or if it really tanks, they don't want the people on the boat to see you. That's so demoralizing. And this
That's
guy,
logical.
Yeah, well, sure it is, but it's also this guy who will remain nameless, but he had such a bad show, they chartered a helicopter to come to the boat and take him off the boat so no one had to see his face for the rest of their cruising experience. How horrible is that?
Oh, that's pretty horrible. I can't think of specific examples, but I have heard stories of comics getting fired and they're just getting flown out at the nearest port.
It's got to make you feel crappy, but also maybe a badge of honor on some level. Like you really offended old people in white shoes. I mean, that's so funny.
Right.
Okay. So, all right, back to the writing. Cause this is what I feel like, you know, I love when I talk to comics because it kind of takes me back to my comedian days. And I feel like I never wrote enough. Like I kind of got lazy and I'd rely on it, stuff that was, well, it's enough to get me booked. If I think of a new joke, I'll write it. But I wasn't as diligent as I thought I should be. In a given week or month, Johnny, how much new material do you typically have, if any? Do you track that kind of stuff or could you give an estimate?
I don't know if I could get, I every Wednesday that I'm in town, I try to get up at Comedy on State at their mic if I can. And I try to do all new stuff at the mic because it's, you know, it's usually pretty full. I mean, it's the craziest mic in the country.
Yeah.
Because they get these huge crowds. But so I kind of gauge it on that. I'm trying to do at least all new stuff there. And then from there, I kind of whittle down what worked, what I can build on. And I might, you know, if something that works, I'll change it and then do it a couple weeks later. But I don't know. I mean, the goal is to just put out, you know, more albums or specials, and I'm not at the pace I want to be, but I can't give you a specific, I don't know what the turnover is exactly,
yeah.
But I'd like to do at least, you know, when I'm at a new club or I mean, when I'm coming back to a club that I've already been to, I try to have at least, you know, at least 15 or 20 new minutes if I can.
That's the kind of club, what I've heard based, at least about Comedy on State is, and my son actually experiences, he went up there and it was great. And then you go to these other clubs and they're not run as well. The crowds aren't as good. So it's like, it's almost like maybe a bad place to start. Would you say like, maybe you should go work some of the tougher rooms first?
Oh yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely true. You don't want to like learn how stand-up comedy works there because it'll give you a very false sense of security.
Think you're ready for a special or something already.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So let's talk. I emailed you earlier. I wanted to talk about stand-up comedians who become actors. And I remember friends of mine when we were all starting out and a couple guys said, I just want to get in a cop show. And I'm like, well, what are you doing stand-up comedy? Like, I could see getting a sitcom, but It is a path into acting. And do you know, do you have favorites that started as comedians and ended up in movies or TV?
Well, sure. I mean, I have an Ace Ventura tattoo on the back of my right shoulder.
Dear.
So I guess that would have to be my go-to first one. Would be Jim Carrey.
Was he was a stand-up, I know, but was he like a pure stand-up or was he like an improv? Because like Robin Williams, a lot of people say he's a stand-up, and he is. But like yes. He was a trained actor, I think, and I think he used stand-up as a conduit to acting or to at least help or complement it.
I'm guessing.
But and I don't know that Jim Carrey did that, too. He was on Letterman, and I thought he was hilarious when he would do stand-up. He was just so funny.
I think he started out as like purely just an impressionist. Like his stand-up act was all impressions,
yeah,
which were very funny. And then at some point, he decided to just not do impressions to, you know, to do stand-up. And he has, he has that special. I don't even know what it's called, but he has like, a special that is legit stand-up comedy when he had his, In Living Color fame.
My guest is Johnny Beaner. He's a Madison-based stand-up comic. You can see him Wednesday nights at Comedy on State and all over. He works all over. And is there a place people can go online? I know johnnybeaner.com, but anywhere else you can direct people to maybe some of your videos?
If you're on social media, pretty much all my social media is at Johnny Comic.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got rid of the Beaner in the handle because it's B-E-E-H-N-E-R, and people always
spell it the other way.
B-E-A-N-E-R. Actually, if you go to Johnny Beaner spelled that way, it'll redirect you to my site. I bought all the ways you can spell it.
Good thinking. All right, so getting back to, Jim Carrey, he did a set on Letterman that I thought he did an impression of Michael Landon smiling, and it was one of the funniest things. His whole face was, like, bouncing, and it was just, like, this brilliant. And I remember hearing, like, kind of what you said, like, he decided he was going to go away from that. I'm like, why? That's so funny. Like, I hate when comics go away from their strengths because they might be considered – you don't want to do impressions and you're not edgy or whatever it is, but funny is funny, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't argue with whatever path he took.
Are you an Adam Sandler film or fan? Do you like his movies?
Yes.
Okay.
I like Adam Sandler.
He's probably one of the most successful, I would say.
Well, Steve Martin. I'm sure you thought of Steve Martin.
He's my all time favorite, I think. And he was a pure stand up. Who, as it turns out, could sing and dance and do all that stuff and was a phenomenal actor as well. He would be my favorite. So,
The Jerk.
Yeah.
Great.
Classic.
Just great.
What do you like? Did you see his other two films before The Jerk? Man with Two Brains and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid?
I saw the Man with Two Brains. I don't remember it all. And I did not see Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
That's worth it.
Are they worth visiting now?
Absolutely. I wouldn't swear that they hold up, but I still quote The Man with Two Brains. I mean, his name in the film is Dr. Michael Afar. U-H-U-H-U-H-U-R. Like, it's just that ridiculous Steve Martin stuff. And he falls in love with a woman named Anne O'Melmahay. It's like L-L-L. It's really funny, but The Jerk is great. All of his stuff. I still, once in a great while, I will still break out his albums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's probably my favorite, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's, as far as an actor, I love, I love his movies, but as far as like his stand up, I could listen to his albums just on a loop. They're so great.
Absolutely. All right. Johnny Beaner is here, Madison-based stand-up comedian. We're talking actors, stand-ups turned actors. And I've got several more questions for Johnny. He is helping us get through a Monday night. This is Peach Waba and Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I love my wife. I do. I promise I do. I love her so much. It's just, I haven't had white bread in 7 years. What is wrong with white bread? Is there something wrong with white? She acts like I'm making sandwiches out of Skittles. It's bread. You know, we have in our house, we have that brown whole grain oat wheat crab with peanuts and acorns sticking out the side of it. You know what I'm talking about? Where you cut it in half and it looks like it has fleas in it. She'll be like, oh, that's flaxseed. Your body needs that. Yeah. Okay, well, I think one of them just moved, so I'm not chancing it. Enjoy your loaf of trail mix. I'm gonna have cereal, I guess. So frustrating. I can't even do that. I can't even have cereal at my own house because I'll go to the fridge, I'll open it up, and there's more hippy-dippy crap in there. Can someone please tell me, what exactly is cage-free almond milk? Is that even... maybe it's not cage-free. I don't know, but it might as well... It's all hippie propaganda. That's what it is. I get frustrated because, you know, what's the cliche? Like most married guys, they got to sneak out of their house to eat donuts, right? Yeah. I got to sneak out of my house to drink 2%. I'm like hiding in the car in the garage. Oh, yeah. These cows were not treated humanely.
Welcome back. That is the stand-up comedy of my current guest, Johnny Beaner, Madison-based stand-up comic. Check out all of his stuff. His socials are pretty much all at Johnny Comic, so you can find more of his stuff there, and it's good stuff. Todd Michaels is riding shotgun tonight for Conrad, who will be back tomorrow night. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite heavy metal song or band? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or any of the streaming platforms you happen to be watching on. Johnny is here. Johnny, what I make a point to look at comics when I play their material. Is that horribly awkward for you to sit and listen to?
Sit there and hear my, you know, that I don't know if it was that clip or the one you played before, but that the one about the hippy dippy, like the soap and stuff, that clip went so viral on the, because it was part of my dry bar special.
Yeah.
On Facebook, it got like 10 million views, I think, in 1 week, just the clip.
Oh my gosh.
And it did more. I mean, I think I got more exposure out of that than I did Letterman. I'd be doing these corporate gigs, you know, across the country, and they'd be like, oh my gosh, my coworker just sent me the clip of you. I didn't know that you were going to, and I was like, wow.
Do you think there are comics that just kick back at night and chill out and listen to their own act and crack up?
as a form of relaxation, God, I hope not. I mean, I'll do it on drives when I'm like, okay, I need to refresh my, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to do an hour and a half of material, has to be squeaky clean this corporate. Then I'll listen to old albums and be like, okay, I need to kick the dirt off of some of these gems.
That's funny. Did you ever see the movie Interview with a Vampire?
I did not.
Okay.
I had it in my queue in one of the streaming things. Really? Is it good?
Todd, did you like it?
The original?
Yeah. Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
It's really difficult to see two really good looking guys in a movie like that. It's a little strange. You want to hate them because they're vampires, but you also want to hate them because they're so good looking.
Right.
But I did enjoy it because I like vampires and stuff.
I did. I thought it was pretty good. I don't know if I would like go 4 stars, John, but I would say it's worth a watch. It's kind of hypnotic. And those guys are great actors. But when they came out in 1994, and I remember I got back to my apartment in Chicago from the road, and at O'Hare, I picked up a copy of Vanity Fair that had Brad Pitt on the cover because my wife likes Brad Pitt.
Of course she does.
So I brought that home. I left it for her on the kitchen table. I was all excited to show that I'm this confident man who can let my wife have a crush on a handsome man. She comes home. On her way home from school, she had stopped by and picked up the magazine. So now she's got 2 copies of it. So, okay, fine. So my sister comes over like a few days later and she's like, oh, this is the Vanity Fair with Brad Pitt. I go, yeah, we got 2 copies. If you want to take one, take it. So she took it. Mary, my wife, gets home and found out I gave one of the copies away and was furious. Like, what do you even do there? It's like, you already, what do you get out of 2 of the articles that you don't already have? That's how crazy Brad Pitt makes women.
It's like, oh, if I mess up one of them, I want to know I have a backup. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So who's a better actor, John? Adam Sandler or Kevin James?
Ooh, who's a better actor?
Yeah.
Better actor? Like acting skills?
Acting skills.
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess Adam Sandler. I'd say Adam Sandler. Okay. He's done some dramatic roles. Even some of his comedies got to pull off some dramatic chops.
Yeah. Uncut Gems was so hard to get through for me. I literally wanted to get him in a headlock and never let go. He was that annoying.
Oh, well, he's annoying, but was that the character?
That was the character. Yes.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an escalation on my part. I apologize for that. But sure. Have your kids seen Mall Cop?
My kids have not seen Mall Cop, but I saw that in the theater with a buddy of mine, and I think it's underrated.
I agree with you.
I've talked about this before. I think Mall Cop, I like it.
I took my son when he was like 10, and the two of us were running to get to the theater, and it was like the first live-action film we both really liked, and I took a lot of ridicule from my friends, like, oh, could you watch? It's funny. It's sweet. Funny. It's sweet. It's funny, and Kevin James is good in it.
Yeah, he's Paul Blart.
He's Paul Blart.
What about Michael Keaton? There's a guy, he started in stand-up, right? Like before anything.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I wrote his name down earlier and totally forgot. He's great. And he's probably, I would say, aside from Jamie Kennedy in Malibu's Most Wanted. No, I'm kidding. I would say Michael Keaton's a phenomenal actor. Let's pick up there. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Sure.
All right, we'll keep Johnny through the news. This is Civic Media's award-winning news coming your way. Johnny Beaner is here, folks. Madison-based stand-up comic. Check out all of his socials at Johnny Comic. Very funny dude. We'll be back more with more from Johnny in just a few minutes. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.